Columbia University offers stress management for illegal alien students. By Tom Sikkata on July 18, 2019. Columbia University is offering various resources, including a stress management support group, to its illegal alien students. According to a report by Campus Reform, Columbia University is aggressively reaffirming its commitment to illegal alien students. Last week, the university published a statement in response to plans for mass deportations in the United States. In the statement, Columbia reminded illegal alien students that the university provides a variety of resources that are specifically tailored to their struggle. In light of recent announcements that U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, will soon be conducting large-scale nationwide raids intended to arrest people who are in the United States without immigration documentation, University Life wants to remind all Columbia community members of the resources available on campus for DACA and undocumented students. Columbia has long welcomed undocumented students and supported the DACA program. We will continue to make this support clear in court, in Washington, D.C., and in our own community. Associate Vice President for Student Life Ashelle Rosal reminded students that the university offers stress management support groups for the illegal alien student population. American citizens who are enrolled at the university are invited to participate in the support groups if they are concerned about immigration policy in the United States. Breitbart News reported earlier this month that the majority of Americans support mass deportations. Columbia University has long been a hub for leftist politics. In 2018, Breitbart News reported that the art school at Columbia has been emblazoned with the phrase, "God hates guns, loves gay porn." At the time, Carol Becker, dean of the School of the Arts, said that her goal was to create a welcoming venue where every space can be activated by the work of students, faculty and guest artists in film, theater, writing and visual arts, opening our doors to new collaborations both across the university and our community. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.